Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
Tonight, the plane crash in Texas, going up in flames. How did the passengers and crew survive? The flight from Houston to Boston crashing during takeoff, engulfed in flames. 21 passengers and crew on board, including a 10-year-old child, escaping the flaming wreckage. Surveillance showing the MD-87 speeding down the runway just moments before. Also tonight, the major news coming in on boosters in this country, what the FDA is now saying about mixing and matching when you get your booster. And in particular, if you got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, tonight what a new study shows, if you get a different booster, Pfizer or Moderna, what they saw in the antibodies. And news tonight on this new Delta subvariant fueling this new surge in the UK and now seen in at least 5 states here in the U.S. Tonight in Haiti, the Americans kidnapped, including children. The FBI now making contact with the violent gang suspected. Reports that gang is demanding $17 million in ransom. Marcus Moore on the ground in Haiti. There is breaking news coming in involving North Korea as we come on the air. State-run media tonight reporting they have now test-fired a new submarine-launched ballistic missile. The FBI raiding 2 homes in the U.S. today, one in New York City, the other in Washington, D.C., both linked to a Russian oligarch. Tonight, his alleged ties to Vladimir Putin and former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. At this hour, House lawmakers who are investigating the January 6th Capitol attack now moving to recommend charging Steve Bannon with criminal contempt. A freshman in college dying, and police now investigating the alcohol-related death in yet another fraternity house. Your money, and tonight how the nationwide supply shortage will affect millions of Americans at the checkout. What Procter & Gamble is now saying tonight about price hikes, and we go down the list. The disgraced lawyer considered a person of interest after his wife and son were murdered. What a judge decided today, and the remarkable images escaping a herd of bison at Yellowstone.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night. And we begin tonight with that plane crash in Texas, flying from Houston to Boston, the private plane with 21 people on board, heading down the runway when something went terribly wrong, crashing through a fence, erupting into flames. These are the images as they came in today, the MD-87 completely engulfed in flames by the time first responders arrived, a thick cloud of black smoke over the wreckage. 18 passengers and 3 crew members all escaping that burning plane. Tonight, one passenger saying she was shaking and shocked after jumping on the inflatable slide and then running from the wreckage. One very relieved first responder tonight saying upon learning everyone got out, it was an awesome feeling. Tonight, many questions remain. Why did the pilots choose to abort takeoff at high speed? The NTSB on the scene and ABC's Zorin Shah also near the scene outside Houston tonight.
Tonight, thick black smoke billowing into the sky, flames engulfing this passenger plane, crashing after trying to take off from Houston's executive airport.
I do have visual of a plane that's fully engulfed.
That wreckage yards from the end of the airport runway. First responders racing to the field to put out the fire.
But what it appears is that that plane has virtually disintegrated.
Chelsea Alfaro with a nearby road crew calling 911.
I was sitting here and I saw in the rearview mirror, I just saw it go boom, and it was a big orange explosion.
Miraculously, all 21 people on board, 18 passengers, the youngest just 10 years old, and 3 crew escaping from the fiery cabin. Only 2 people suffering minor injuries. Just before takeoff, everything appears normal. The McDonnell Douglas MD-87 is seen taxiing on the tarmac, soon barreling down that runway, captured here just moments before the crash.
The airplane rolled down the runway. Struck an actual fence, and from there became disabled.
In that runway video, a puff of smoke seen emerging from one of the engines. Experts say it's too soon to know whether that had anything to do with the crash. And you can see what appears to be tire tracks extending from the end of the runway to the crash scene.
It's clear that the pilots were trying to abort this takeoff at some point. But the real question is why were they not able to stop in time? And why did they abort so late? That's what's going to be answered by the cockpit voice recorders.
Our station, KTRK, reporting the plane was heading to Boston for Game 4 of the American League Championship Series between the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox. Those passengers lucky to be alive.
No one's deceased. And man, that is an awesome feeling right now for us as first responders.
And David, one passenger telling the Houston Chronicle that when that plane finally stopped, everyone yelled to get out. She felt shaky and shocked coming down that evacuation slide and finally running away from that burning jet. David.
Wow, when you see that wreckage, just a miracle everyone got out okay. Zorin, thank you. We're going to turn now to the major news tonight on boosters. The FDA is now signaling that they will approve mixing and matching booster vaccines. The CDC usually following suit. They will debate this at meetings scheduled for tomorrow and Thursday. Now, the FDA will likely recommend getting the same booster as your original vaccine, but that mixing and matching, if that's what's available, is okay. And in particular, if you got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine tonight, what a new study shows, if you then get a different booster, Pfizer or Moderna, what they saw in the antibodies. Here's ABC's Ariel Reshef tonight.
Tonight, an expected green light from the FDA could be hours away for some Americans who want to mix vaccines by boosting their original vaccine with a different brand. A source telling ABC News regulators will likely still recommend people get the same vaccine brand for their booster shot, but it won't be required.
We now know that J&J wanes more quickly than the mRNA vaccines, and being able to give more options to patients is important.
There is some evidence that people who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine may benefit more from a booster with an mRNA vaccine. A limited study looking at antibodies, which is just one measure of protection, found that an extra shot of the same Johnson & Johnson vaccine boosted antibodies by 4 times. But when J&J was boosted with Pfizer, antibodies jumped 35 times and 76 times after a boost with Moderna. Some who got the J&J vaccine still want to stick with it for their booster shot.
Yeah, I'd rather stay with one course and just keep it that way.
Vaccinations are driving cases down across the country. But in 10 states with colder climates, as more people spend time inside, cases and hospital admissions are climbing again.
I really do not want to see another horrific fall-winter wave like we saw last year, and I think it's possible.
And tonight, experts are calling for more aggressive study on new variants. A descendant of Delta, AY.4.2, now makes up at least 6% of cases in the UK, where COVID deaths just hit their highest point since March. Researchers here in the U.S. are using genomic sequencing to identify and track new variants.
From the data that I've seen, cases of the AY4.2 have been seen in about 5 states, maybe about 7 cases total.
99% of U.S. cases are Delta, but scientists want to know whether this new variant is more transmissible.
We need to remain vigilant, whether this variant will turn out to be a problem or not. Until this is controlled everywhere in the world, we all remain at risk.
Dr. Besser saying remain vigilant, and so we will. Ariel Reshef with us now. Ariel, I want to get back to that guidance you reported on there, expected from the FDA on mixing and matching these boosters. You reported that the FDA, of course, likely to say for many, stick with the same vaccine if you can, but that other boosters are just fine. And then this particular study saying if you got the one-shot vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that you might actually get better results with one of the other boosters, Pfizer or Moderna. What were the numbers?
That's exactly right, David. This study said that the Pfizer booster would give 35 times the antibodies, Moderna 76 times. That's compared to the Johnson & Johnson with 4 times the antibodies. The CDC panel is expected to vote and decide on this, with the CDC director signing off on it and the recommendations on Thursday. David.
A lot of people watching this very closely. Ariel, thank you. We're going to turn next to Haiti tonight. The 16 Americans and one Canadian kidnapped, 5 children. One is an 8-month-old baby. Well, tonight we have learned the FBI has now made contact with this violent gang suspected, and that gang reportedly demanding $17 million, $1 million for each of them. ABC's Marcus Moore in Haiti tonight.
Tonight, the violent gang in Haiti accused of kidnapping 17 members of a U.S. Christian organization, demanding $17 million for their release, $1 million per hostage, according to a senior Haitian police official. Their demand comes as the FBI makes contact with the 400 Mowozo gang, who Haitian authorities say are holding the group hostage. The rise in violence leading to widespread protests across the capital.
And so this is what we've seen here in this part of Port-au-Prince, where at any moment people will choose to stop vehicles that are trying to drive up the hill. We tried to drive up the road just earlier, and we're told to turn around. And so that is just a bit of what life is like right now here in Port-au-Prince. People are angry, and they want stability in their country.
And tonight, we're learning the ages of those 16 Americans and one Canadian kidnapped, the adults ranging in age from 18 to 48, and among the five children, an eight-month-old baby. The group, part of the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, and was in Haiti working on several humanitarian projects, including home building and teaching school children. Before the kidnapping Saturday, they had just visited this orphanage that received support from the organization. So many now praying for their safe return, including Father Jean Million, who says he and nine others were kidnapped in April by the same gang. They were held for 20 days and then freed.
Even the time is difficult, but we do not have to lose our hope in God.
David, a Haitian police official tells us they believe the missionaries and children are being held somewhere close to Port-au-Prince. He didn't mention a deadline, but said that negotiations are underway as we speak. David.
All right, Marcus Moore in Haiti again tonight. Thank you, Marcus. Next this evening to the images coming in today here in New York City and in Washington, D.C., the FBI raiding two homes linked to a Russian oligarch, Oleg Deripaska, an ally of Vladimir Putin, and appearing in the Mueller report linked to former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Here's our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, now.
Tonight, the FBI raiding the Washington and New York homes associated with a Russian oligarch with ties to Vladimir Putin. The U.S. government continuing to intensify the pressure against Oleg Deripaska, who the Treasury Department has previously sanctioned, stating Deripaska has been investigated for money laundering and has been accused of threatening the lives of business rivals, illegally wiretapping a government official, and taking part in extortion and racketeering. There are also allegations that Deripaska had links to Russian organized crime. Today, the FBI carting out boxes from two properties valued in the millions of dollars. While no charges have been filed, Deripaska has faced FBI scrutiny before. Former special counsel Bob Mueller detailing his ties to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Sources say the case has no ties to former President Trump. The Treasury Department has sanctioned senior Russian government officials and oligarchs like Deripaska, who they claim benefit from the Putin regime and play a key role in advancing Russia's malign activities. Deripaska has sued the U.S. government, claiming that the sanctions against him are based on nothing but false rumor. His spokesman told Russian state media today that those raided homes are not his property. David.
Quite a scene in Washington and in New York today, Pierre. Thank you. Next tonight, here to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Tonight, that committee now moving to recommend Steve Bannon be held in criminal contempt for defying their subpoena. Here's our chief Washington correspondent, Jonathan Carl.
Tonight, the House January 6th committee is voting to recommend criminal charges against Trump ally Steve Bannon for refusing to cooperate with its investigation into the Capitol riot.
We're left with no other choice than to ask the Justice Department, lock him up, and hold him in contempt. And clearly, that might send enough of a message that he will agree to talk to us.
In a 26-page report, the committee alleges, quote, Bannon had specific knowledge about the events planned for January 6th before they occurred. The report points to Bannon's own words on January 5th, the day before the riot.
All hell is going to break loose tomorrow. Just understand this. All hell is going to break loose tomorrow. It's going to be moving. It's going to be quick. There's going to be many moving pieces.
Bannon told his fans, this is your time in history.
It's not going to happen like you think it's going to happen, okay? It's going to be quite extraordinarily different. And all I can say is strap in. You have made this happen, and tomorrow it's game day.
Bannon says he is refusing to cooperate at the direction of Trump himself in the name of executive privilege, the right of a president to confidential advice from his aides. This although Trump fired Bannon, booting him from the White House more than 3 years before the riot.
Trump is trying to do everything in his power to stymie this investigation. Late yesterday, he actually sued the committee to try to prevent it from getting access to his White House documents. In that lawsuit, Trump's lawyers called this investigation vexatious, a vexatious illegal fishing expedition. So, David, trying to do everything he can to block the investigation.
Slow it down. All right, John Carl, live at the Capitol with us again tonight. Thank you, John. We're going to turn now to Your Money Tonight, and we've been on this story now for many nights here, this nationwide supply shortage, and tonight how this will now affect millions of Americans at the checkout. What Procter & Gamble is now saying tonight about price hikes and some of the items you'll see rising prices on first. Here's our chief business and economics correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, tonight.
Tonight, Procter & Gamble, maker of Tide detergent and Crest toothpaste, the latest in a growing list of companies announcing price hikes on many household staples in response to mounting problems with the supply chain. In a call with investors today, the company, which already raised the price of Pampers diapers earlier this year, said it is limiting how much some retailers can buy to prevent hoarding and changing up shipping routes to get around bottlenecks. The news comes as a record-breaking 100 ships wait to unload at the ports of LA and Long Beach. Our Martha Raddatz showing us right here in recent days what the bottleneck looks like up close.
There are more than 60 container ships anchored here. Normally, there wouldn't be any. And these are the ones we can see. Out beyond here, there are dozens more waiting to anchor.
Now, Union Pacific Railroad joining those ports running 24/7. On Monday, the American Apparel and Footwear Association called on the president to incentivize the use of the National Guard and/or utilize naval ports to help unlock port congestion. Our Cecilia Vega pressing the White House.
Are those options?
I'm not here to take options off the table, but I will say we have made a great deal of progress already.
The consequences of the supply chain chaos hitting nearly every industry, even schools.
It's impacting everything from food items and non-food items, such as serving trays and plasticware. The schools are really scrambling to get those kind of items.
And Rebecca Jarvis with us now. Rebecca, when you see those ships still out at sea, you really get it. And I know people at home are asking, really what everyone is asking, how long is this going to last?
And the bottom line here, David, is that these problems aren't going away anytime soon. They're forecast to last into next year. And I spoke to a small business owner today who told me the merchandise she expected to have on her shelves for Christmas isn't even coming until February. David?
All right, Rebecca, I know you're going to stay on this for us. Thank you. Overseas tonight, a news involving North Korea coming in at this hour. That country releasing images tonight of what they say is their latest missile test. State-run media reporting they have tested a new submarine-launched ballistic missile, their eighth test fire this year. South Korean officials confirming tonight the missile rose 37 miles high, flew 470 miles, landing in the Sea of Japan. Back here at home tonight, in three top pediatrics groups declaring a national emergency for children's mental health, saying the pandemic has taken a serious toll. Doctors and hospitals seeing a dramatic increase in emergency room visits for mental health issues, including suspected suicide attempts, and that young people are still facing physical isolation, uncertainty, fear, and grief. The organization's calling on policymakers to take action to support children and their families now. When we come back here tonight, police investigating the alcohol-related death of a freshman at yet another fraternity house. And then those images tonight, tourists at Yellowstone scrambling to outrun a charging herd of bison.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems. It's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tonight, authorities are investigating the death of a freshman at a fraternity house at the University of Kentucky. 18-year-old Thomas Hazelwood was found unresponsive, a frat member reportedly calling 911. The coroner tonight believing Hazelwood died from alcohol poisoning, ruling his death accidental. A judge tonight denying bail for that disgraced attorney, Alec Murdoch, in Columbia, South Carolina. Murdoch in court today accused of misappropriating $3 million in settlement money meant for the wrongful death of his housekeeper. His lawyer says he's also a person of interest in the murders of his wife and son. The judge today ordering him to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. To the index in the Biden administration making history, Admiral Rachel Levine today becoming the country's first openly transgender four-star officer. Also the first female four-star officer to lead the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. And tourists on the run at Yellowstone dashing across a bridge to escape a herd of bison. Another tourist recording from her car, the bison headed their way before then veering off the road there. Finally, the very brave but difficult image, the little boy and his big sister, and a remarkable turn. Tonight, hope after this powerful, raw image shared by a mother who knew it would be difficult to look at, but she was hoping to help other families going through the same thing. This is 4-year-old Beckett Burge from Princeton, Texas, his big sister Aubrey comforting him after his chemo. His mother, Caitlin, saying one thing they don't tell you about childhood cancer is that it affects the entire family. The photo was shared 2 years ago, seen by millions. Beckett kept fighting, his big sister by his side, the treatments, the milestones, and the birthdays. Right here tonight.
Hi, David.
Mom, Beckett, and big sister Aubrey celebrating his last treatment.
He is officially
free and freedom of cancer.
Beckett with his mom and dad, Matthew, on their last day at Children's Medical Center Plano. Doctors now say there are no signs of cancer.
It's been a long journey. Aubrey's been a great trooper.
And she always stand up for me whenever I had cancer.
Beckett now back in school and in Little League. His very first hit. And tonight, 2 years after that difficult image, Beckett and his family grateful.
Any of the families that are out there going through cancer, we just want to say, keep up the fight. There's light at the end of the tunnel, and you know, keep your head up, take it one day at a time.
We are cheering on Beckett and his big sister Aubrey too.